Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Baseball. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbelt Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and Intercity State Bank. Now with the play-by-play, Tom King.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Jack Torrizzani Field at Wausau East and High School Baseball here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. I'm Tom King. Thanks for joining us again for the second day in a row. The weather is perfect. Not a cloud in the sky. It's almost 90 degrees, according to one of the signs I saw driving up here. And we expect a good matchup here tonight between two teams with opposite records. The Lumberjacks, it has been a major struggle in the win-loss column this year, although they have been in a lot of games and have actually led a lot of games late. They have not been able to close the deal, and they have now dropped six in a row after losing yesterday to DC Everest. Once again, a game that they led late. In fact, a one-run lead in the seventh inning and couldn't put it away. The Evergreens rallied for the win. East did pull within a run in the bottom of the seventh and had the tying run at third, the winning run at second, but could not get them in, and the Evergreens got the win, and the Lumberjacks dropped to 5-13 on the year. Marathon coming in with a record of 15-4. And coming off a win last night in the Merrillwood crossover game, they beat Athens 8-2. Ryan Gassner with 10 strikeouts and one walk for the Red Raiders in that victory. The two teams playing their regular season finale here tonight as they will begin tournament play. At least the Lumberjacks will begin tournament play on Tuesday. They will travel to Merrill to take on the Blue Jays in a first-round game. And Marathon will wait until Thursday. They get a first-round bye in the tournament. And we'll play the winner of the Auburndale-Stevens Point-Pacelli game. We'll take a look at that tournament, those tournament pairings in both of those sectionals here in just a little bit. But first, we'll take a break, come back, give you the starting lineups, and get set for action. It's the Lumberjacks and Marathon in high school baseball, and then it'll be Woodchucks baseball later on tonight, right here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast training for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back here at Jack Torrizani Field as the coaches are meeting with the umpires at home plate, and we will get going here in just a little bit. The regular season finale, and although it is a gorgeous day with no clouds and the sun out, warm conditions, there is a bit of a breeze up here. We were lucky yesterday with hardly any wind, but there is a nice breeze coming in from the outfield, so that will hold some balls down from getting out of here. Have we seen a home run here this year? I'm not sure that we have. It has been a struggle to hit the ball against the wind here on most. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Marathon, it'll be Nathan Martin leading off. He's the catcher. Alex Bloom will bat second and play shortstop. Isaac Barber is the third baseman, hitting third. Ryan Gassner in center field batting cleanup. Landon Williamson is the pitcher, and he will bat fifth. Jake Dinkle will play left field and hit sixth. Matt Braun is the right fielder, and he will hit seventh. Brooks Repking is the first baseman. He will hit eighth, and Gunnar Fredriksson, the DH, bats ninth. He's hitting for second baseman Noah Dirks. For the Lumberjacks, it will be Jordan Heiding playing shortstop leading off. Willie Brand is the pitcher today, and he will bat second. Cam Gritzmacher is in right field batting third. Ben Schubring plays first base today and hits cleanup. Ian Corbett, the DH, batting fifth. He will hit for center fielder Tanner Denke. Luke Strick is at second base batting sixth. Bryce Widmark at third base, hitting seventh. Sam Romanski is the catcher, batting eighth, and Brennan Becker will play left field and hit ninth. East is coached by Steve Heinrich, and Marathon coached by Steve Warren. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Don't forget, we will have Woodchucks baseball for you tonight when we are done here. The Woodchucks take on Wisconsin Rapids. It's the home opener at newly renovated Athletic Park. Should be a good crowd out there for that one. The weather's going to cooperate. Fireworks after the game, and everybody gets a chance to see the new digs at Athletic Park. It is really a very outstanding renovation, that project that they did to Athletic Park to upgrade it. And if you get a chance, get out there a few times this summer and enjoy the baseball and the new amenities at Athletic Park. We took a look at the tournament for Marathon, the breakdown. We mentioned that the Marathon does have a first-round bye in that tournament. They will play on Thursday. Tuesday's game in the Division III Regional. Auburndale will take on Pacelli. Stratford goes up against Edgar. The winner of the Auburndale-Pacelli game will play Marathon. Stratford and Edgar's winner will take on Athens. The other half of that bracket, Amherst and Tri-County, play on Tuesday, with the winner to face number one seed Iola Scandinavia. And Wyawega-Fremont battles Manawa, the winner to take on Rosholt in the next round. Lumberjacks, as we mentioned, will play Merrill on Tuesday at Merrill. East is the 9 seed, Merrill the 8 seed. The winner will get number one seed Bayport in the second round next Thursday. The other games in that sectional, Green Bay Southwest, the 5 seed, gets a home game against number 12 seed New London, with the winner facing number 4 seed Wausau West at West on Thursday, June 5th. Rhinelander and DC Everest will square off at Everest on Tuesday. Rhinelander the 11 seed, Everest the 6. The winner to take on the number 3 seed Antigo Red Robins at Antigo next Thursday. And Pulaski and Shano will square off on Tuesday. Pulaski the 7 seed, and Shano is the number 10 seed, and the winner to face Ashwaubenon in the next round on Thursday, June 5th. It is senior day here at Jack Torrizani Field, actually the final home game for the seniors of the baseball program, and they are being recognized by being introduced first here. Ian Corbett, Cameron Gritzmacher, Willie Brand, Bryce Widmark, and Aiden Schein, the 5 seniors on this Lumberjack squad. Aiden Schein spent much of the year injured, didn't get a whole lot of playing time this year. But the five seniors getting recognized here during the introductions on Senior Day here at Jack Torrizani Field. We'll take one more timeout, come back, and get set for the first pitch. It's Lumberjacks and Marathon coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizani Field as East has taken the field, and we'll get set to go here. Lumberjacks are in their red jerseys with the white numerals, white stripes, white pants with red stripes. Marathon in their red and white pinstripes with red socks and red helmets. Willie Brand on the mound. His last start was against Stevens Point. That didn't go so well. But he has thrown a no-hitter earlier this season against Northland Pines. And the lefty is out there getting the start here today in the final regular season and final home game for the Lumberjacks. It was a long time coming. They didn't get to play a lot of home games earlier this season because of field conditions, but the weather is cooperating. There's a big youth tournament here up at the Jack Torrizani Baseball and Softball Complex this weekend. Starting tonight, all five fields up here are going to be in use with games throughout the weekend. And they got the water pump problem, so they were able to water the fields today. And so obviously that is a good thing, and the field will not be quite as hard as it might have been without the pump and the hoses working. All right, Nathan Martin will lead things off here for Marathon. He's the catcher. Defensively for the Lumberjacks, Brennan Becker in left. Tanner Denke is in center. Cam Gritzmacher in right. Bryce Widmark's at third. Jordan Heiding at short. Luke Strick is at second. Ben Schubring at first. Sam Romanski behind the plate. And Willie Brand on the hill. Lumberjacks trying to break a six-game losing streak here today and go into the tournament on a high note if they can't. Brand ready to work. First pitch to Martin is inside, ball one. Martin, right-handed batter, stands in. And Brand with the 1-0 pitch. Bounces that one in the dirt back to the screen. It's 2-0 now. Marathon, first place in the Merrowood South. And they won the crossover game against Athens yesterday, 8-2. Another good ball club for the Red Raiders. Wine in the pitch. That rides inside and low. And quickly, it's 3-0 now. Just an absolutely gorgeous day, and with that little breeze, it's not quite as hot as it was yesterday. The 3-0 pitch, that's inside and low again, and a four-pitch walk to start the game, and Marathon has a base runner here in the first inning. That'll bring up Alex Bloom, the shortstop.
Next batter, number three, the shortstop, Alex Bloom.
And we'll see what Marathon wants to do here in the first inning, if they decide to play small ball or let Bloom swing away here. Brand gets the sign he wants, the stretch, the check, squares to bunt, and he gets it down right back to the mound. Brand's going to field. He's going to go to second, and they can't get the out as the throw goes off the glove of Hiding into center field. I think they had a play at second base. The throw sailed a little bit and went off Hiding's glove and into center field. So it's going to be a throwing error and a couple of men on now for Marathon here in the first inning. Instead of taking the automatic out at first base, Brand wheeled and threw to second. Throw sailed on him a little bit. Hiding tried to hold the bag, and by doing that, he couldn't jump to make the play. It went off of his glove and trickled into center field. So Marathon now with two men on, and now the number three hitter up, Isaac Barber. Normally, you get the first two men on in the first inning. You don't want to bunch your three-hole guy. Let's see what they decide to do here. Runners take their leads. The stretch. And the pitch. And it's high, ball one. So Marathon with a threat here in the first inning. This is not a normal big school, small school situation. Marathon has had a quality baseball program for years. They are a tough matchup. Here's the pitch. There's a strike at the knees on the inside corner, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. Barber, big right-handed batter, stands in. And the pitch. Fastball grounded towards short. Possible double play. Hiding flips to second for one. Strix relay couldn't get out of the glove. And the runner safe at first. They do get the force at second. Martin advances to third. Barber is safe at first on the fielder's choice. Bloom erased at second. One down now. And that'll bring up Ryan Gassner, the center fielder. So with one down, runners at the corners. Gassner, a left-handed hitter, stands in to face the left-handed throwing Willie Brand. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball, that's grounded up the middle. It's going to go in for a base hit, and Marathon is on the board first here. Didn't get a whole lot of that one. Might have been a little jam job, but it got through up the middle for a base hit and an RBI for Ryan Gassner. The run scores from third. Barber will stop at second. Marathon leads 1-0. Runners at first and second for Landon Williamson. He's today's starting pitcher for the Raiders. Strick will shade the runner at second here. Brand with the stretch and the pitch. That's in there for a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. That's the first hitter Brand's been ahead of so far here today. Nothing in one on the Marathon pitcher at the plate. Stretch by Brand. And the pitch. That's popped up foul and out of play, and the count 0-2. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part today by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Nothing in two on Landon Williamson. The stretch. Brand ready. Here it comes. Breaking ball in the dirt. Pops away from Romanski. Back to the screen. Both runners will advance, and that'll take away the double play on the wild pitch. Trying to get Williamson to chase one down in the dirt. He wouldn't do it, and Romanski had it pop off his glove and go to the screen. One ball and two strikes. East will play back, playing for an out here in the first inning. And the pitch. That's in the dirt again. This one blocked by Romanski. Runners stay where they are. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes. Don't forget, Woodchucks Baseball comes your way tonight. The Woodchucks hosting Wisconsin Rapids, the home opener at Athletic Park. We'll have it for you right here. 7 o'clock, first pitch. Stretch by Brand, and here it comes in the dirt again. And once again, Romanski blocks it. And the count is run full. So Brand was up on Williamson, nothing and two, and now it's 3-2. First base is open. Jake Dinkle, the left fielder for Marathon, waits on deck. The stretch, runners take their leads, and the pitch. That's way inside, ball four, so Brand loses Williamson. Second walk of the inning, and that loads the bases with one down for Jake Dinkle, the left fielder.
Next batter, number 37, left fielder, Jake Dinkle.
The danger here is Marathon putting up a big crooked number because the Lumberjacks have not been a great team at scoring runs this year at times, but not enough, not consistently. Here's the pitch. That's low and inside, and Brand really having trouble with the strike zone. 1-0 now. Most of his misses have been low or low and inside. The line, the 1-0 pitch, that's in their inside corner for a strike at the knees. 1-1 now. Hiding and Strick playing about halfway up the middle. Now they back up a bit. Widmark is even with the bag at third. Shubring playing behind the runner at first. Actually, Shubring's up on the grass at first. The line by Brand, the pitch. There's a nice pitch on the inside corner again, and Dinkle takes it for a strike, and it's 1-2. That's a good pitch right there. Not much Dinkle can do with that. He's close to the plate, and that pitch was in on his hands but caught the corner. 1-2 now. Brand working out of the windup, gets the sign he wants. The 1-2 offering. Fastball grounded towards short. Big hop for Heiding. Flips to second for one. Strick drops the ball. And he's safe, and the run will score. Holy cow. And the struggles continue for the Lumberjacks. That's going to be an error on Luke Strick. Barber scores from third. It's 2-0 Marathon, and the bases remain loaded. That was a double play ground ball right there. And they didn't even get one out of it. And now with the bases loaded and one out, it will be Matt Braun, the right fielder. Brand still working out of the windup. Here it comes. Popped up, shallow right field. Strick going back. Ritzmacher coming in. Strick will make the catch. Runner did not tag. And so they get the out. Second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Brooks Repking, the first baseman. At this point, the way Brand has been struggling with the strike zone, getting them to swing at the first pitch is a bonus. Braun didn't give him a chance to fall behind. He swung at the first pitch and popped it up. So Repking, the eighth batter in the inning for Marathon. They lead it 2-0. They have the bases loaded and two outs. Repking, big hitter too, standing in there. Right-handed swinger. Here's the pitch. That breaks down low, and it's 1-0. So the shoddy defense continues here for the Lumberjacks in the first inning. Two errors, two runs in. The line, the 1-0 pitch. Fastball strike on the inside part of the plate, and it's 1-1. Lumberjacks are not a good enough team to give teams four and five outs in multiple innings in a game, and that's what's been happening. The 1-1 pitch, that's high, and it's 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike on Brooks Repking. The DH for Marathon stands on deck. That's Gunnar Fredriksson. Brand's going to try to end it right here. Pitch is nubbed down the third base line. Brand's going to feel, have to go to first. The throw is in time for the out. And East gets out of it with no further damage. A little nubber by Repking. Brand makes the play. And Marathon is done here in the first. But they get two runs on one hit. There were a couple of errors and three men left. And the score after a half inning of play, Marathon 2 East coming up. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Steve Gorman Sports. This is Steve Gorman Sports.
The blowing in the ear of LeBron James, shocking. If I'm a GM in the NBA and I'm looking at young Lance Stephenson, you know what I'm thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
No?
I don't go for crazy. And the guys I watch, the people that if I'm a GM I'm going to pay money to, I'm not looking for crazy. If you need crazy to get the edge, look elsewhere.
Yes! Steve Gorman Sports.
That's solid right there.
Weekday afternoons at 2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here at Jack Torrizani Field as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Lumberjacks trailing 2-0. And it'll be Jordan Heiding, Willie Brand, and Cam Gritzmacher to face Landon Williamson here in the first. The defensive woes continue for East in the first inning. Two errors leading to two runs. Lumberjacks will begin tournament play, as we mentioned, on Tuesday at Merrill. We'll have that game late for you because it'll be triple header action on Tuesday. The Everest Rhinelander game will be live. And then we will have Woodchucks baseball. And then the East game will follow. So it'll be a late night of Lumberjack playoff baseball on Tuesday. Third game of the triple header here on Fox Sports Radio. Jordan Heiding will lead things off for the Lumberjacks. Heiding was 1-for-4 yesterday, scored a run in the seventh inning as the Lumberjacks tried to come back after coughing up the lead in the top of the seventh. They pulled within one, had the tying run at third, the winning run at second, couldn't get it done last night against the Evergreens. First pitch to Heiding down low, ball one. Landon Williamson, big right-handed pitcher for Marathon here today. The 1-0 pitch. Heiding swings. Might have got a piece of that and did. It's 1-1. Defensively for Marathon, Jake Dinkle in left field, Ryan Gassner in center, and Matt Braun in right. Third to first, it's Isaac Barber, Alex Bloom, Noah Dirks, and Brooks Repking. The catcher is Nathan Martin. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Heiding. Jam job swing and fouled over toward the first base dugout. Got tied up on that one. It's 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes on the East leadoff man, Jordan Heiding. Williamson ready to work. Here it comes. Breaking ball, chopped towards second. And Noah Dirks up with it to throw across in time for the out. One down here in the first for the Lumberjacks, and that'll bring up pitcher Willie Brand. Brand had a couple of hits and an RBI in yesterday's game, also a run scored. Been one of the more consistent hitters for the Lumberjacks this year. Lefty stands in to face Williamson here with one down and nobody on in the first. First pitch to Brand. He takes for a strike outside part of the plate, and it's 0-1. The wind and the 0-1 pitch. Brand's going to line that one opposite way. That's going to be a base hit to left field for Willie Brand. And the Lumberjacks have a runner here in the first inning. Brand took that one the other way. We're going to have a courtesy runner for the pitcher. That's going to be Adam Peterson, who will run for Brand here.
Runner on first base, number 12, Adam Peterson.
And that'll bring up Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder. Gritzmacher 1-for-4 in yesterday's game.
Next batter, right fielder, number 13, Cameron Gritzmacher.
So one down, one on for the Lumberjacks here in the bottom of the first. They trail it 2-0. The stretch by Williamson and the pitch. That drops in there and just misses outside, and it's 1-0. Took something off that pitch, and it just missed. One ball and no strikes. Next pitch is swung on and lifted in the air down the left field line. Foul, but it's going to be run down and caught out there in foul territory by Jake Dinkle. Once again, that didn't sound like good contact right there, and Gritzmacher flies out to left field. Two down, and that'll bring up Ben Schubring, the first baseman.
Now batting, number 22, first baseman, Ben Schubring.
Peterson takes his lead at first. Stretch by Williamson, and here it comes. And Schubring pops it up to center field. And coming in to make the grab will be Gassner, and the inning is over. So the Lumberjacks get a base runner, can't do anything with it. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. Score after one complete remains. Marathon 2, East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Wausau East, Jack Torrizzani Field, as we go to the top of the second inning. Marathon will have their DH, Gunnar Fredrickson, lead things off here against Willie Brand. Marathon leading 2-0. Sean Kellerman will have the woodchucks for you tonight from Athletic Park, the home opener. So if you're not going out to the ballpark tonight, or even if you are, take your radio along and Sean Kellerman will have the call for you tonight right here, 7 o'clock first pitch. I'll be joining Sean in the booth tomorrow night for the Woodchucks game against Madison. Tonight they get Wisconsin Rapids. Chuck's still looking for their first win of the year. They've dropped the first three. And back-to-back games in excruciating fashion, losing both on walk-off wild pitches. All right, Fredrickson stands in for Marathon here to lead things off in the second. And Brand gets him to hit a little jam job. Romanski's going to pick it up, throw to first for the out. Little roller down the third base line, and Romanski jumped on that and threw Fredrickson out at first base for the out. One down. And the top of the order, catcher Nathan Martin will come to the plate. That thing rolled just up to where the grass starts in the infield along the third base line. Romanski was able to make the play. One down. First pitch from Brand, curveball drops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Nice to see Sam make a throw there for the out. He had a tough day at the office yesterday. Brand ready, the 0-1 pitch. Took something off that one, dropped it in for a strike at the knees, and Brand ahead now 0-2. Martin walked and scored his first time up. but he's in the hole here, 0-2. Brand ready, here it comes. Fastball low and outside, and it's 1-2 now. Marathon, a 15-win team, coming into actually a 16-win team now after last night's win over Athens. A 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Nice pitch from Brand. Took something off that one on the inside part of the plate. Martin didn't get it. Two down, and that'll bring up Alex Bloom, the shortstop. Bloom laid down a bunt his first time up. That Brand threw high to second. Bloom reached on the error.
Alex Bloom, number three.
So with two down and nobody on, Bloom will stand in here. Brand's offering, swung on and foul back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one. Wind continuing to blow in a bit from the outfield. Just enough to keep the flag extended. Here's pitch. Fastball, strike on the inside corner. Brand's been effective when he's working that inside part of the plate. He struggled with a couple of walks in the first inning, and normally when a pitcher struggles with his command in the first inning, it means he didn't warm up enough. That happens quite a bit. But he seems to be commanding it here. Now time called at the plate. All right, Bloom back in there. Counts 0-2, two outs, nobody on base. Brand gets the sign he wants, the wind and the pitch. Fastball, bounce back to the mound. Brand fields it cleanly. The throw to first in time. Good clean inning for the Lumberjacks here in the second for Marathon. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after 1.5 remains. Marathon 2, East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the bottom of the second inning, and it will be Ian Corbett to lead things off for East. The DH today, he's hitting for center fielder Tanner Dinky. Corbett 1-for-4 in yesterday's game against the Evergreens. Williamson ready to work for Marathon. First pitch, Corbett swings and gets a piece of it, fouls it back to the screen. It's 0-1. Nothing in one on Corbett. One of the five seniors on this Lumberjack baseball squad playing his final home game. That's fouled off the plate and back to the screen, and it's quickly 0-2. Lumberjacks have some nice pieces coming back for next year's team. Talk about that as we go through. Corbett grounds one, but it's foul down the third base side. Count remains 0-2. East Baseball brought to you in part tonight by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Nothing in two on Ian Corbett. Lumberjacks down 2-0. We're in the second. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball stays high, and it's 1-2. Williamson ready. The line and the 1-2 pitch. Corbett chops it down to third. Ball bobbled, and that's going to get through into left field. That's going to be an error on the Marathon third baseman, Isaac Barber. And the Lumberjacks have the leadoff man on here in the second inning. And that'll bring up Luke Strick, the second baseman.
Next batter, number 8, second baseman, Luke Strick.
Strick 1-for-4 in yesterday's game with an RBI. Ground ball right at Barber at third, and it went through the wickets. Corbett at first, a throw over, not much of a throw. Corbett dives back in. The stretch and the pitch. Strick's going to drive that one to deep left center field. They're not going to get that one, I don't think. It's going to drop. Corbett rounds second. He's going to get to third. He'll stop there, and Strick is into second base with a booming double to the left center field gap. Williamson got a pitch up that time, and Strick jumped all over it and drove it to the gap in left center, and the Lumberjacks are in business. Runners on second and third, and nobody out. And Bryce Widmark will come to the plate. Widmark 1-for-3 yesterday. He's been struggling with the bat, but got a base hit yesterday. Stretch by Williamson, the pitch to Widmark. Curveball, he lays off, and it rides outside, 1-0. Widmark will look to put the ball in play somewhere here and get that run in. Playing back up the middle. They'll give up the run for an out here on the grass, in at first base. Next pitch to Widmark in the dirt, 2-0 now. This is the pitch you got to be looking to drive. Williamson's going to want to throw a strike here. You got to be ready to jump on it. The stretch, and here it comes. And he hits it over the first baseman's head. Didn't get much of it, but enough. It's going to score at least one. Strick is going to hold as the throw comes in, and a good job holding there as the throw came in from right field. Widmark got jammed on that a little bit, but it was enough to get it over the head of the drawn-in first baseman. It's an RBI single. Corbett scores. Strick stops at third. Runners at the corners for the Lumberjacks. Still nobody out. And Sam Romanski comes to the plate. Romanski's been hitting the ball well lately. He had one hit and a couple of walks in yesterday's game. And he stands in here now with an RBI opportunity and a chance to tie the game. 2-1 Marathon. We're in the bottom of the second, but the Lumberjacks threatening for more here. The stretch by Williamson. The pitch to Romanski takes a strike on the inside part of the plate, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one on the Lumberjack catcher. Strick off at third. Widmark off at first. Now the throw over to third, fake throw over to third. They got rid of that move in Legion ball this year. I believe it's still allowed in high school where you fake the throw to third and then turn and throw to first. He didn't throw to first. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball. That's chopped up the middle. It's going to be enough to get the run home. They're going to have to go to first for the out. They will get Romanski, but he'll get an RBI on the little chopper to short. Strick scores. Widmark goes to second. One down and a runner at second base now for Brennan Becker. Becker, the left fielder, will stand in. And we are tied at 2. Becker was 1-for-3 in yesterday's game with a run scored. Widmark takes his lead at second. Williamson ready to work to Becker. And that misses. Actually, no. Late strike call, and it's 0-1. At the knees on the outside part of the plate. Nothing and one on Becker. The stretch by Williamson, the check. And the pitch. Becker, a late swing, fouls it out of play, and he's in the hole 0-2. Two-two, we're in the bottom of the second inning. Lumberjacks with a runner at second base trying to take the lead here. Jordan Heiding waits on deck. There's one down. Widmark off at second. The stretch in the 0-2 pitch. Becker lets that one slide outside. It's 1-2 now. One ball and two strikes. Now a swing move back to second base. Widmark is back. Nobody was covering. One and two. The stretch and the pitch. That's high. 2-2 now. Williamson with the stretch, gets the sign he wants. The 2-2 pitch. Becker, that hit off the bat. Becker's going to run. The ball is going to go fair, and he's going to be tagged out. Widmark will go to third. That thing rolled foul about three-quarters of the way down to first and then rolled into fair territory. I think that went off the knob of the bat as Becker tried to check his swing. And it rolled down foul until it rolled fair about three-quarters of the way down to first base. Becker tagged out, does advance the runner. But now there are two down with Widmark at third and up to Jordan Heiding to try to break the tie here. He grounded out to second his first time up. First pitch to Heiding is high and inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes on the Lumberjack shortstop. And the pitch, that's fouled toward the east dugout on the third base side. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you by one of our great sponsors, Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald. Reader's Choice Awards, where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball way high and over the top of his head, and it's 2-1 now. Widmark off at third. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And Heiding grounds it in the hole between third and short into left field for a base hit. And the Lumberjacks take the lead. An RBI single by Heiding. He placed that one nicely past a diving Isaac Barber in the hole at third. And Widmark will score 3-2 now. Lumberjacks with the lead. And Willie Brand will bat here with a runner at first. Heiding's got good speed. Let's see if they try to get him down into scoring position with two down here. Heiding takes his lead. He'll stay where he is right now. First pitch is a little bit upstairs, and it's 1-0. So RBIs in the inning for Bryce Widmark, Sam Romanski, and Jordan Heiding have given the Lumberjacks the lead here, 3-2. The stretch by Williamson, Heiding with the lead, stays where he is again. Brand fouls that one out of play, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Heiding takes off. Brand grounds it into left field. Base hit. Heiding will stop at second. And Willie Brand with a couple of hits both the opposite way here tonight. Heiding stops at second base, and the Lumberjacks continue to roll here in the second inning. Adam Peterson will go out and run for pitcher Willie Brand, and Cam Gritzmacher will bat now.
Number 12, Adam Peterson.
Gritzmacher flied out to foul territory and left in his first time up.
Next batter, number 13, right fielder, Cameron Gritzmacher.
Heiding takes his lead. Peterson's got a good lead at first. He should be able to score on a gapper with two outs. Stretch by Williamson and the pitch. Breaking ball dropped in there nicely for a strike, and it's 0-1. Scoreboard says, now they're changing it, it's 0-1. There we go. Williamson the stretch, the check. Now Dirk slid over. They throw it, and it gets away, but not far enough for Heiding to advance. So they try to pick him off. Noah Dirks, the second baseman, slid in there, and the ball went off his glove. It only rolled a few feet away, so the runners stay where they are. Three runs in here in the bottom of the second inning have given the Lumberjacks the lead, 3-2. The stretch. And the pitch. Another breaking ball, and that's a strike at the letters. And it's 0-2 now. Don't throw that pitch again. That was a curveball that was upstairs. And the pitch. Another breaking ball, and Gritzmacher hits that one to third. Pass Barber inside the line. Heiding's going to score. Peterson will stop at second base. And an RBI single for Cam Gritzmacher keeps the rally going. Barber's been diving all over the place here this inning. Ball's hit to his left, ball's hit to his right. That one just inside the line, inside the bag, and past the diving attempt by Barber into left field. And now Ben Schubring will bat, the ninth hitter in the inning for the Lumberjacks. And he hits now with two outs and two men on. It's 4-2 East with the lead now. Pitch by Williamson, fastball high, ball one. I'm not sure the Lumberjacks batted around in any inning this year. To check back to that game against Merrill, the second half of the doubleheader, they did send nine hitters to the plate in two consecutive innings. Adam Peterson, the runner at second. Cam Gritzmacher, the runner at first. Two down. And Ben Schubring, the count 1-0. The stretch and the pitch. Schubring's going to hit that one up the middle, past the pitcher and into center field. Here comes Peterson. He's going to score. Throw comes in to home plate, and the Gritzmacher goes to third. Peterson looked like he was slowing down. That throw came in from center field, and they almost had a play on him, but he's able to score standing up. Gritzmacher goes to third on the throw home. Good heads-up base running by Gritzmacher there. And it'll bring up Ian Corbett, who led off this inning as East bats around. Schubring went down to second on the throw home, so now a base hit will score two more. It's 5-2 Lumberjacks. And Corbett with a chance to drive in a couple more. Curveball drops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. There haven't been many five-run innings for the Lumberjacks this season, but they put one on the board here in the second against Marathon. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt, blocked by Martin, and it's 1-1 now. Williamson looks in, gets the sign he wants. The 1-1 pitch, that's chopped foul down the third base side, and Corbett in the hole, 1-2. Gritzmacher the runner at third. Schubring the runner at second. Two down. Five runs in here for the Lumberjacks in the second inning. Stretch by Williamson. The 1-2 pitch. That's high, but Corbett swings at it and fouls it out of play. And the count remains 1-2. The stretch and the 1-2 pitch. Corbett hits a little looper up the middle. That's trouble. It's going to drop. It's going to be an infield single for Corbett. It's going to drive in a run. That was a little nubber off the end of the bat that dropped around second base and stuck like a golf shot hitting the green. The shortstop dove and tried to make a play but couldn't get it. So it's an RBI single for Corbett here. And it drives in Gritzmacher from third. Schubring goes to third. And Luke Strick will stand in. The 11th man to bat here in the inning for the Lumberjacks. Pitch to Strick is outside, ball one. Ian Corbett with an RBI base hit that never left the infield. One ball and no strikes on Strick. He had a booming double to the left center field gap his first time up. Next pitch to Strick, and he hits it again, deep to left field. But that one's going to be playable, and it's going to be caught out there for the out And the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks put six runs on the board here on seven hits. There was one error and two men left on base. And the score after two complete is now Lumberjacks 6, Marathon 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast straining for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeBorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeBorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Jack Torrizani Field, and the Lumberjacks now have the lead, 6-2. And Isaac Barber will lead things off here in the third for Marathon against Willie Brandt. Brand got Marathon in a 1-2-3 inning back in the second after giving up the two runs in the first. A couple of errors in that inning for East, though. First pitch from Brand, strike at the heart of the plate. It's 0-1. Brand looks in. Gets the sign he wants. Here it comes. Breaking ball, and Barber lays off. It's inside and low. 1-1 now. One ball and one strike. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Good curveball by Brand that time. And it's 1-2. Yeah, Brand with much better command these last two innings than he had in the first. And I think that's just not warming up enough. The wind and the 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses inside. 2-2 now. Hasn't been often that an East pitcher has been pitching with a comfortable four-run lead, but that's what Brand has here in the third. Challenge more hitters that way. Nice breaking ball dropped in there. Barber swings and misses, and he's gone for the first down of the inning. That had a lot of nice drop, late drop on it that time. And there's one down, and that'll bring up Ryan Gassner, the center fielder.
Next batter, center fielder, number 34, Ryan Gassner.
Gassner, Marathon's number one pitcher, had a nice night last night, beating Athens, 10 strikeouts and one walk in that win, the Merritt-Wood crossover game. He lifts one in the air to shallow center field. Denke will come on and make the catch for the out. I think he thought that was going deeper than it was. I think that Gassner got that one down low on the bat again. And there's two down now. Two outs for Landon Williamson, the Marathon pitcher. The wind and the pitch. That's lifted in the air to center field, but Denke's got a beat on that one, and he'll put it away. And another nice inning for Willie Brand for Marathon. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. Brand has retired 8 in a row now, and the score remains Wausau East 6, Marathon 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
We are Fox Sports.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizani Field as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Lumberjacks up 6-2. I'm just told that by former Lumberjack catcher Nate Pauls that the Marathon pitcher, Landon Williamson, is the son of Pat Williamson, who played for East quite a while ago. In fact, Pat Williamson is still the leading scorer in East hockey history, and he is apparently one of the assistant coaches over in the Marathon dugout. Lots of connections yesterday and today in this game. Bryce Widmark leading things off, and first pitch is a strike. Nothing in one. Williamson played baseball for the Lumberjacks back in the day along with hockey. Next pitch swung on and missed. Widmark waved at a curveball, and he's in the hole 0-2. Why in the 0-2 pitch? Fastball high and outside, and it's 1-2 now. The wind and the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball stays high and inside. 2-2. Williamson ready. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He chased one up and out of the zone, and Widmark strikes out for the first down of the inning. And that'll bring up Sam Romanski, the catcher. He had an RBI ground out his first time up. And he'll bat here with nobody on and one out. The wind and the pitch. That's a little nub job. Shortstop, Romanski's digging. The throw across is going to be in time. He got jammed in a little shot towards short that once again stopped on the grass. But the shortstop for Marathon, Alex Bloom, came in and made the play, and there are two down here in the third.
Now that is number 18.
East Baseball is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. And it's Brennan Becker at the plate. And the first pitch to him is a strike. Lumberjacks leading 6-2 are in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch rides low, and it's 1-1 now. The 1-1 pitch swings at a high one and pops it up, but fouling out of play. And the count now goes to 1-2.
Again, we ask that all foul balls and balls out of play please be returned to the Wausau East Lumberjack dugout. Thank you very much.
Now we get time called. The Marathon right fielder came in to get a new glove. This glove must be broken in some way. So Becker digs back in, and Williamson ready to go back to work. The wind and the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball just misses, and it's 2-2. Tough pitch to lay off with two strikes. The wind and the 2-2 pitch. Fastball, that's outside. Count now full to Brennan Becker. Williamson ready. The payoff pitch to Becker. Fouled, and he stays alive. Count still full. Williamson ready to work. The payoff pitch to Becker. Just missed low, and Becker will draw a walk here. Two outs, and Becker will be on, and that'll bring up the top of the order in Jordan Heiding. Heiding had an RBI single and scored back in the second. He also grounded to second. Becker's got decent speed. Let's see if they try to get him down to second base. And he takes off. Heiding's going to hit it to short. They're going to have to go to first. The throw across by Bloom is in time for the out. And the inning is over. Lumberjacks come up empty in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. Score after three complete remains. Lumberjacks 6 and Marathon 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.